current move in the store, if I can help them.
Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area.
Go ahead.
All right. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming year, school year?
One.
One?
One, yes.
Which of the following best describes the school your child will attend in the coming school year? District public schools in Boston, charter school, public school, but outside of Boston, a private school, home school?
Public school.
What's your age, sir? Do I have your age?
50.
How do you describe your gender? Man.
Say that once more.
How would you like to describe your race, sir?
African American.
You said white, Caucasian American?
Black. I'm black.
Oh, you're black. Okay. African American. Okay. Thinking specifically of your children, who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what gender is your child entering this fall? Like what grade are they? Kindergarten, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, freshman, tenth, some
junior.
Four.
Junior.
Junior.
Junior. 11.
As a reminder, the public school system also, as a reminder, the Boston public school system, also referred to as BTS system, is district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston public school system? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
You satisfied? Does that mean
yeah.
Are you very satisfied or somewhat satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your child's school was generated in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your child's school? A, B,
A.
C, D, A? How about Boston Public Schools as a whole, overall? How would you grade Boston Public Schools, A, B, C, D, or F, in general?
C.
Thinking now about Boston Major Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston Public Schools, A, B, C, D, or F?
C.
C? As you may know, the Boston Public Schools in the system says it is committed to transforming their lives of all children through extraordinary teaching in a world-class system of innovative welcome schools. In your view, how well is the Boston Public School system living up to their commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all?
Somewhat well.
As you may know, the Boston Public School System say that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is generating with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all?
Somewhat well.
If you had to say whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving, pick up your top two parents, teachers, students, superintendents, leaders, politicians, locally, community, or some other group?
Some other group.
Can you specify? What group would that be?
I don't know.
How engaged do you want to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston Public School System enables you to be with your child's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged?
Very engaged.
As a parent of a student in the Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? And would you say strongly or somewhat agree or disagree? My feedback is valued leaders of Boston Public School Systems. Do you agree with that?
Strongly agree. I agree with that.
Strongly agree. The Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome.
I agree with that.
Somewhat agree. Somewhat agree. You agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I agree.
Okay, would that be somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
The communications I received from the Boston Public School Systems are easy to understand?
Strongly agree.
The Boston Public School Systems makes it easy for me to share my concerns?
Somewhat agree.
How concerned are you about your child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
How concerned are you about your child's physical safety while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned,
very,
not too
concerned. Very concerned.
Does your child's school offer after school sports or not? If yes, would you say they offer not enough or too much of the right amount? Offer the right amount, or offer too much? Offer the right amount. Does your child's school offer extracurricular, like arts, music, or not? If yes, would you say that they often enough, not too much, or the right amount?
The right amount.
Would that be not offered, offered not enough, offered the right amount, or offered too much?
Offered the right amount.
Does your child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called IEP?
Yes.
Does your child receive services for English language leaders, sometimes called ELL?
No.
For the next few questions, please think about your 11th grade child. Does your 11th grade child school offer honors or AP classes or not? If yes, would you say they offer not enough, too much, or the right amount, not offered, offered not enough?
They offer the right amount.
Offer the right amount. Thinking about the past school year, did you consider finding a new school for your 11th grade child?
No.
Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a school for your 11th grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as state-of-the-art communication space like Boys and Girls Club?
Yes.
If you were to seek out the new school for the 11th grade child, how appealing would you each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you are answering, please assume there is no cost for the new school. allow my child to choose a schedule that works for them. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing.
Not too appealing.
Not too appealing. Okay. Allow my child to move at their own pace. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing.
Not at all appealing.
Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing.
Very appealing.
Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways like presentations or projects, not just tests. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing.
Very appealing.
Gives my child the flexibility to take classes from anywhere. Very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, not at all appealing.
Not at all appealing.
For the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
What is the last year of school that you have completed? 11th grade or less, high school graduate, some college, but less than
college graduate.
College graduate?
College graduate.
Last year, what does your total family income from all sources before taxes just stop me when I get to the right category? Below $25,000, 25 to less than 35,000, 35 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000, 150,000 or more.
150,000 or more.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you. You have a good day, sir.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Mm-hmm.